Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, another good one. You know, it's a guy that can throw any of his repertoire on any count, any spot. You know, just the pitchability is just so good and so advanced in a lot of ways. In an era of catchers setting up middle and pitchers just throwing as hard as they can right down the middle, Tyler Wells is, you know, a little bit of a throwback in how he pitches, and he's been really good so far.
That was interim manager Tony Mansellino following the Orioles' 3-1 win over the White Sox. They swept the three-game series. They swept the six-game season series over Chicago. But he was talking about Tyler Wells, Jason. And Wells yesterday, six innings, four hits, one earned, zero walks, four strikeouts.
I loved what we saw. You worry with someone who's been through all he's been through, the yo-yoing of his role, the stop-startedness nature of unfortunately some of his returns from injuries, how long everything has taken for him to get back. And you worry if it's going to take a toll on him, or maybe he's not going to present himself the same way, or maybe he's going to start dropping something from his repertoire or arsenal or overcompensating. He looks like the same smooth character he was. Is it 3 years ago when he was leading the American League in WHIP at the All-Star break? He looks like that guy. It's not overpowering, but he stays within himself, and he knows how to mix pitches, and he knows how to keep people off balance, and he gets enough downward action on his pitches that it's softer contact and it's ground balls. He knows he's vulnerable to the long ball. I thought he was making a concerted effort to keep the ball down. Talkman still went down and got one, you know, and poked it out barely.
And he gives up
a solo shot. I'm saying that. But, I mean, if he's giving up solo shots, and even then, you could tell. I mean, that was a pitcher's pitch. So, hats off to him. I have been absolutely blown away by what he's been able to do since he's come back.
Watching Tyler Wells and Kyle Bradish, certainly appointment TV for Orioles fans to see how they do down the stretch heading into 2026, but also watching some of the young guys like a Dylan Beavers, who picked up his first triple a couple nights ago, also homered in that game, and he homered yesterday as well. Here's Tony Mansellino on Beavers.
He's good. You know, he's a good player, and he just keeps on plugging away. You know, he has good at-bats. He has some at-bats that maybe not be the best, but by and large, they're way more good than bad in a lot of ways, and it's a big home run right there. Won us a game, and he's doing great.
Why does this guy feel the need to knock this kid? He's called him naive. He's knocked his defense. They're paying guys $18 million to go play right field who can't do it. Like, he's only been here a few weeks, and he has had the highest quality of bats on anybody on this baseball team since he got here. Better than Gunnar Henderson. What is he talking about?
423 on base.
He's getting, like, that's ridiculous. He's doing what he did in the International League in the middle of your horse bleep lineup every night where you're not even batting him where he should be hitting. Yet he finds, why does he have to needle him? This same bozo who made excuses for Sanchez and O'Neill and all the ridiculous things his inept boss did to field a roster that I told you before the season started would max out at 83 wins. And we're taking shots at Beavers? Shut up!
And we've heard Mancelino have some shots at the young guys in general.
Oh,
Kobe Mayo comes to mind.
Yeah.
He had some comments about him when...
Oh, yeah, and why he needs to wait his turn behind Razor Ramon and a hurt, always hurt O'Neill. Like, I really, really fear they're going to keep this Joker around. I think they really like him.
Spinning it forward to tonight, it's the first of 7 games in this homestand, the final homestand for the Orioles this season. Yankees are in town. It's a 4-game set. Cade Povich is on the mound opposite Max Fried.
This is really interesting because you hear that comp sometimes.
Yeah.
And a lot of us have seen the pitching ninja and the different, and they put the guys side by side. And, you know, I don't know that Povich is going to be Fried. Fried's proven to be, when he can stay healthy, one of the most effective left-handed pitchers in baseball for a couple different organizations now. But it will be, I think that'll bring out something good in Slim. Slim's been better at home than the road. Slim's been pretty good lately. Obviously, he's facing a tougher lineup than Fried is. And lefties in general have been tough on the O's. They did just see a lefty yesterday, though, and I thought their at-bats against a tough... Martin Perez has been good. He's been good. And I thought he obviously got hurt and didn't stay in as long as he would have liked, but I thought the quality of their at-bats against him was pretty good. Manzolino stuck with the left-handed... Well, Elias stuck with the left-handed lineup against him. I would assume that they'll let their best lefties have their, you know, have a shot with Fried. Look... O's are playing decent ball. Yankees could get a little tight here.
That's what I was going to bring up. It's interesting because it's not just the 4 games here. They play in the Bronx next weekend, 3 games. So 7 games against the Yankees down the stretch. Right now, the Yankees have a 2-game lead for the top wild card spot above Seattle and Boston, who have identical records. So the O's Yankees could money it up.
Yankees have not been great within the division for a couple of years now. Look, the kid they're sending out on the mound tomorrow night has been good at home and awful on the road. You know, they've got a chance to get under the Yankees' skin here a little bit and make them work for it.
Coming up at 3:15, we're going to hear some lion sound. What did Dan Campbell, Jared Goff have to say? We'll play some of that at 3:15. But coming up next, it's Brian Baldinger, and we'll ask Baldy. Week 1, the Ravens' defense was terrible. Week 2, they flexed their muscles. What game will be more telling to expect from this defense moving forward? Baldy's going to tell us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.